I'm devastated. There's no other way to put it. We achieved exactly what we set out to do in Scotland. We got 62% of the vote. Every local authority voted in, which isn't what happened the last time round. We tried to stay upbeat, fact-based all the way through, and I think we did. But clearly, the rest of the country was thinking something entirely different.
So what went wrong then in that way?
I'm not sure that it was anything that the campaigns got wrong or got right necessarily, because frankly, I would have thought the biggest mistakes had been made by the other side in terms of some of the intemperate language they used. I just think people had made their mind up a long time ago, and they wanted to make a point about some aspect of life, and they've done it.
What was it? What was the main gripe, do you think, that made people want to vote for out?
Well, I'm not sure, because, you know, I mean, if it was the economy, everybody who we trust in terms of, you know, our personal finances told us it was a bad idea to leave. So that doesn't seem to be it. It's in terms of sovereignty, this doesn't help anything in terms of sovereignty. You know, we're still in NATO, and it's actually going to get more complicated rather than less now. And in terms of immigration, you know, the biggest danger of immigration now is people not wanting to come and work here. It's going to be a fall in numbers rather than having too many.
But it's a democracy we live in, isn't it? The people have spoken. This is what they want.
Absolutely. No, people said they wanted a referendum. They wanted a choice. They hadn't had a choice since 1975. And they've had it. And the trouble is, I'm not entirely sure that the Leave campaign know precisely what they're going to do with this result now.
I suppose envy knows what's going to happen next. It's so up in the air, isn't it?
No. I mean, the difference it makes to British politics, Welsh politics, Northern Irish politics, Scottish politics and European politics is just enormous.
And already there's talk of a second independence referendum because, you know, Scotland has voted to stay in, and that Nicola Sturgeon said that would give her a mandate to call another one.
Well, I mean, if you look at the map of Scotland is entirely one colour, and lots of England and Wales are another. So there's inevitably going to be some kind of political ramifications from that, as there will be, I suspect, in Northern Ireland. But that's for another day. I mean, our campaign was solely about this vote. We did what we set out to do, but as I say, it hasn't been enough.